Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tata Coffee Q3 FY20 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Faizan. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q3 FY20 results conference call of Tata Coffee Limited. We have with us Mr. Jacob Purakkal Thomas, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. K. Venkatramanan, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. Now I hand over the call to the management for their initial comments on the quarterly performance. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good morning. This is Jacob Thomas, MD of Tata Coffee Limited. I'd just like to start with a brief overview on the performance of the company, along with some of the comments that I have on the trends visible in the markets. Firstly, I'm very happy to report that the quarter three for the company on a standalone as well as a consolidated level has delivered a good performance. On the standalone results, as you may be aware, profit before exceptional items and tax for the quarter was 25 crores compared to 20 crores for the corresponding quarter in the previous year. Standalone profits after tax for the quarter was at 24 crores, marking an increase of 50% on year-on-year basis. That is 16 crores registered last year, and quarter three last year. As far as the markets are concerned, Arabica coffee terminals were volatile for most part of the quarter, but ended with an increase from 101.35 cents levels to about 129.7 cents level on 31st of December 2019. The London coffee terminals for Robusta have also been volatile through the quarter and ended with a marginal uptick from $1,322 per metric ton to about $1,382 per metric ton at the end of the quarter. While markets were stressful, we've been able to realize much better returns for our coffee through our consistent efforts towards improving not just our operational efficiencies, but also by driving the sales by better disintermediation and premiumization of our products. Pepper prices, which were also under the pump for the past quarters due to two main reasons, continued influx of imported and cheaper pepper from Vietnam, and lower production levels owing to some of the climatical vagaries that were experienced. Harvest of coffee has already started. Pepper will soon begin. And we are continuing our drive for a quality produce that will help us garner newer geographies for our products. We also continue to lean on our digital initiatives that will drive Tata Coffee in becoming more and more capable of bringing lesser volatility in its agricultural operations. Now to moving on to the ICD, I'm very pleased to report that our instant coffee business continues to perform well with good sales across all geographies. Operations at our new state-of-the-art factory in Vietnam continued on a healthy note. We've registered robust sales for the third quarter, ramped up our production and dispatches, and key customers continue to buy from us and evince interest in our newer product offerings. The sales pipeline also looks pretty healthy. On the consolidated results, aided by improved standalone performance, our consolidated results have also shown significant improvement with our U.S. subsidiary 8 o'clock coffee on lower advertisement promotion costs and overall cost optimization efforts showing better results. In summary, our strong focus on volume growth, cost and operational efficiencies, and good performance across all geographies have enabled us to deliver a good financial performance despite the global headwinds. I'll now hand over to Venkat, who will take you through the financial performance for the quarter.
Good morning to all of you. So the Tata Coffee results have been have reported in an excellent manner with the overall improvement in the profitability. The standalone results have benefited from a higher coffee segment sales, though instant coffee sales in terms of turnover has been flat, but there has been improvement in the EBIT driven both on the instant coffee as well as in the coffee segment. There has been some impact on account of the tea, which is anomalous due to the pestilent disease, but obviously we have taken some corrective actions going forward. On the ICD improvement, the profitability has improved driven by both Forex as well as operational efficiencies. On the consolidated front, Tata Coffee Vietnam has been recording sales right from May or June onwards. And also 8 o'clock has had an excellent quarter due to phasing of the advertisement and promotions as well as tight cost controls and efficiencies. With this, I hand over to for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use the handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sameer Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. Just wanted more color on the Vietnam performance this quarter in terms of, let's say, sales and any numbers on EBITDA front that you could share.
So basically so Vietnam is operating right now at 80 to 90% of the capacity overall. But obviously for that quarter, you see, we commenced sales somewhere in May or June, the first quarter. After that, there has been a steady improvement. So I would roughly say that sales have been, for the quarter, have been in excess of around 1,000 tons. And we are EBITDA and EBIT positive on both. So I don't want to wish to view the numbers right now because as we move along, we'll wait for the year to finish.
Okay, sir. Thanks for this. Also, sir, if I look at closely the standalone numbers, I see that the large part of the performance is also driven by your change in inventory of finished goods and work in progress. So, just wanted to understand, what is happening over there? Like, is the coffee prices increased on closing inventory, which is causing this? Is it sustainable? Or any color on this number?
Yeah, sure. That's a good question. So what's happening is that we, as you know, the agricultural produce, the coffee and pepper, etc., go through the fair valuation process. There has been improvement in the crop as well as in terms of the realization, which is the prices at which we value. So there has been benefit on account of that. And going forward, the issue is that we have been focusing, as you are aware, in the past quarters also we have explained about the replanting and expansion in our pepper, pepper vines. So these are expected to benefit us over time.
I get that, sir. But largely this is driven by the closing prices, is it? The on which you value it on a fair basis.
Both on the crop as well as on the prices. Both will have an impact. See, last year, if you recall, Samir, we had an impact on account of the crop, etc., due to unfavorable weather conditions. This year, those are impacted less. So we have had, except for tea, where we had some pestilent disease, but coffee and pepper have been doing well. So there is a beneficial impact both on account of crop as well as the fair prices.
Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue for more questions. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Congratulations for good numbers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, there is a is of 25% Arabica prices as per 31st December and around 5% Robusta coffee. So will that directly add to our bottom line?
Yeah, definitely it will add to the bottom line in that sense, because there are two aspects which have to be considered. One is that, of course, these prices keep moving. So since we are fair valuing the produce, the ultimate realization will happen when we sell it, which is not going to happen. See, for example, you know the coffee, this thing. So we harvest Arabica and Robusta by March, April. It will finish and then pepper will go into the April, May. So we will get benefit definitely on account of the higher crop and the prices. But the ultimate realization would also depend on the prices at which we close the year as well as at what prices we sell.
Sir, this quarter our plantation sales were around 63 crore against 57 crore and we turned around from minus 4 crore to around 1.7 crore.
Yes.
So, I think the last quarter may not have the full benefit of the price rise. So, do you think that this quarter will have full impact of the price rise, current quarter?
It will have to the extent of, see, there are two aspects. One is that since the inventory of Arabica and Robusta, except pepper, etc., have not come in fully, see, we value on the basis of the growth percentages of these crops. So there will be, effect given to that in terms of completion of the crop as well as the prices which will come in. So both will be there in the Q4. And pepper, of course, as I explained, it may spill into the Q1 of next year as well.
Sir, how was the volume growth in case of 8 o'clock? And how is the response for this barista blends and the flavors of America which we launched?
They have been very well. All the innovation pipeline in 8 o'clock has been very strong. So there have been, a couple of new products have been launched and the innovation pipeline is strong.
Sir, what was the volume growth during Q3?
No, well, volume we don't want to come and see. I can only say that the overall, as you know, the packs, normally the volumes are more or less, will be flat. There has been definitely improvement in the K-cup story, so that will play along with that. I don't want to give specific volume numbers.
So how are the prospects for the 8 o'clock going forward?
What they have been doing, there have been a couple of focus areas for them. One is on the innovation pipeline, they have been going strong. Secondly, in terms of tight management, the tight cost control, which has been operational efficiencies have been definitely improved. And that's where it is. So we are expecting 8 o'clock to report, continuing reporting consistently good performance.
Sir, if you look at the consolidated results, we have added around a turnover of 35 crores, wherein Vietnam sales are also included. So I don't think in terms of value, there is much growth in 8 o'clock. Despite the rise in coffee prices,
turnover has been more or less flat. So obviously, definitely though there is, in terms of products, there could be variation, but overall has been flat.
Sir, I have one question in mind. 8 o'clock is a very strong brand in USA. Why don't we introduce that in India?
We will very easy, as you know, the branding part of it is also with Tata Global. So obviously, we will come back to it. It's a good question. And, just like you are awaiting, I am also equally awaiting for some of those products coming into India.
Okay, that is under consideration?
No, I won't say under consideration because it's not that we will decide. It's a Tata Global because in terms of the market reach in India. So I will wait for Tata Global to consider it. I will definitely pass on this message to them.
Sir, 8 o'clock is a subsidiary of Tata Coffee and equally it is shared by Tata Global also. So,
yes.
How far Tata Global is involved in the management of 8 o'clock?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of connect with 8 o'clock because the brand and distribution strategy is there. See, Tata Global is also equally connected to 8 o'clock because they hold the 49% of the holding. And that way they bring the brand marketing and distribution knowledge onto the 8 o'clock. So the 8 o'clock is a very sweet spot of getting the advantages of both Tata Coffee and Tata Global.
Mm-hmm. Sir, whether we pass on the price rise in coffee in 8 o'clock also?
Yeah, see, there is one is, of course, they have the, distribution and, the sales promotion. So it will be through the sales promotion group, they will, manage the pricing.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is on MEIS. So what is the current status of MEIS scheme?
See, the current status is, you know, as of now, MEIS is there. So we have been, we have been getting the MEIS benefits. Now, going forward, see, we are also, we have been, various representations have gone to the, you know, government on this, both from the, from the commodity boards and individually from these companies, from the exporters on continuation of the benefit, because that is very, very, you know, critical for us in terms of maintaining competitiveness for both instant coffee and the green coffee exports. So we are arriving a favorable outcome, because going by what media is saying, but obviously it's a governmental policy decision. So that's where it is. And anyway, even if the MEIS, you know, it will get, you know, could get replaced by a reimbursement of taxes scheme and all this. So we'll have to wait for the final details of it.
And it is continued till March. That understanding is correct?
Correct. Continued till March. That's our understanding.
Right. And how are the utilization levels in instant coffee in India?
In instant coffee, we are operating at full capacity. There is no capacity, in fact. We are operating at full capacity and... in fact, the sales this quarter has also been quite good.
Right. And sir, this Vietnam sales for this quarter would be in the range of 70-75 crore. Is the understanding correct?
It will be lesser than that. It will be lesser than that.
Lesser than that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from Maybank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations for a good performance.
Thank you.
My question firstly is with the coffee pricing scenario. So how do you see that panning out in the current calendar year?
Yeah, so hi, this is Chaco here. So as far as the coffee prices, we'll take Arabica first. I think Arabica, from the highs that it had, gone up in the middle of December, it has now settled down to around 111, 112 cents. So the expectations is that these prices would continue. I don't see much volatility going forward. As far as Robusta is concerned, there appears to be some headroom for improvement. Cautionary statement would be that the improvement may not be very large, but overall, I don't think, we are going to see the coffee prices really dipping much.
Okay. The second question, sir, I have is, if we look at your segmental results, there is a turnaround in the plantation segment, and there is a substantial improvement in the value-added products profitability. So can you give a bit of color on this? And I also remember that some of the other products in the plantation that you have were also facing a lot of pricing issues. So how is the situation now, and how do you see that panning out during the next financial year and the fourth quarter?
Yeah, so the plant, if you look at the plantation segment, the improvement has come largely, as I explained by the earlier explained, that the crop has improved because last year we had some impact on account of unseasonal rains, etc., as well as driven by the fair valuation gains which has happened. So there has been turnaround. Now the issue is on tea, yes, we have had some, anomalies still, this time we had some, some pest and disease which has impacted the production, result of which slightly there has been an impact. But overall, as I explained, the coffee, both on the crop as well as on the prices, there has been improvement. Coming to value-added segment, what has happened is two, three things. One, Vietnam plant has been commissioned and we have been recording healthy sales there. Secondly, on 8 o'clock coffee, there has been, as I explained, the improvement has been due to two reasons majorly. One is, of course, on the facing of the advertisement and promotion expenditures. And secondly, also on the cost efficiencies and cost controls, which has resulted in benefits. So all these three, and instant coffee of India also, not to forget, instant coffee in India also, we have recorded cost efficiencies, and there has been some benefit on the FX. So all these three factors have sort of improved the value-added segment performance.
So the other point is that you have just begun with the Vietnam plant, and
yes.
I remember that earlier it was mentioned that the full capacity revenue from this plant can be between 400 to 500 crores. So
yes.
Does that potential stand, and where do you see that actually reaching in FY21?
See, my guess is the turnover, whatever has envisaged, they still stand. We of course need to sort of, go into a full capacity, etc. See, this is a large project as such. So we have definitely implemented in the record time of 18 months, and sales have also commenced. Obviously, instant coffee market is also, whatever pricing pressures, etc., have all those pricing pressures in the market has to be managed. But we still hope that the capacity is maximized, we will be sort of looking at those kinds of turnovers. There's no, as of now, what I feel is that there's no change to those numbers at this point of time. But obviously, it will depend also on the capacity getting maximized in 2020-21, which we hope to. We are already at 80-90% of the capacity utilization. So it has to be sort of, marketed well.
So Vietnam plant, you are already at 80-90%?
Yes, yes. In terms of production, yes. This year, it will be at that level. See, with production, the capacity is at 5,000 tons. And then obviously, when I am saying 80-90%, it's based on the quarter-on-quarter or month-on-month kind of numbers.
So if I take FY20 and then if I take FY21, what should be the average utilization? Just to understand, I don't want any guidance.
So my guess is it will be in the range of 4,500 tons, roughly like that.
That is in FY20, March ending FY20.
2021, yeah. This year, obviously, we have started off, obviously there is stabilization, all the kind of things which will normally happen in a major project of this size. But 2021 onwards, we hope to be reaching the kind of optimized capacities going forward.
Which means currently it is much lower than that, but it will ramp up to that level.
Yeah, because this year only we commenced the production, somewhere in May, June and all that. So stabilization, post-stabilization, etc. So at this stage, at quarter-on-quarter, we are at somewhere around 70-80% of the capacities, and we already every quarter we have been ramping up in that sense.
Okay. That is good enough. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to know whether there is any further non-core assets which can be encased, because our quarterly profits are 25 crores and whereas interest outgo is around 15 crores. So is there any scope for further?
There's a good question. We see Tata Coffee has, non-core assets, definitely there is. So we are still looking at pockets. As and when we are able to find something interesting, we will do that.
Uh-huh. Sir, we always talk of cost efficiency. So, wanted to know, what is the further scope for any cost reduction or optimization in terms of percentage?
There is quite a few levers which we are looking at in terms of instant coffee itself. Factories, we are looking at, we have done some cost efficiency programs with an external consulting firm this year. We hope to go forward with in that agenda. Some of these are under implementation, etc., which we are going towards. We are also looking at some kind of consolidation of capacities, etc., which there could be some potential going forward. Right now, of course, it's too early days for us. And on the plantation side also, we have been running a very active, cost efficiency program. We have been successful in pulling back savings on that. So the cost efficiency, as a company, we are quite focused in terms of management of the cost. As a group also, both on 8 o'clock, Vietnam, everywhere, we have focused on the cost, so which we continue to drive.
Mm-hmm. Sir, can you tell us about this plantation crop of this year, whether it is higher or lower as compared to last year or average crop?
No, it is higher compared to previous year has been impacted, but see, the point is definitely it's higher compared to what was there in the previous year. All this coffee goes to an on and off cycle on pepper as well. So that will be there, but we are definitely sort of... as we explained earlier quarters also, we have built up adequate irrigation capacities.
So that way, you know, we are well equipped to, you know, handle any kind of stress, unless of course the rains totally fail, etc., or unseasonal weather patterns happen. But otherwise, we are well poised towards improving the output.
Sir, as we hear from our Tata Sons chairman Chandrasekharji, that they are going to reduce the number of companies, and wherever there is a synergy, it will be merged. Like that, Tata Chemicals, two of the products are merged into Tata Global. So is there any possibility of Ataclock going to Tata Global?
No, there is no such plan. We wish to comment on that.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samir Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I have just two follow-ups, sir. So, during the course of the call, you mentioned how instant coffee plant in India that is running on full capacity. So, can you give some capex guidance going forward since you have been growing strongly in volume terms?
Well, instant coffee capex is only is not very large capex. Maybe around roughly around 10 crores capex will be there. Because it's all running plants, you know, for example, two years back, we did some debottlenecking of the capacities, freeze-dried capacities, which was successful and implemented. So it will be all maintenance capex, unless, you know, we do some capex to improve efficiencies and, you know, costs pulling back, etc., which happen. But they are not large numbers.
Okay, so these are basically brownfield and existing plants.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, another question. Looking at the Robusta coffee prices, we've been seeing that since last 2.5 years, they have been on the softer side. And we always expect a pickup, but it doesn't happen. So is there any structural issue here, as in globally the production has increased now and the demand is still coping up? And any color on this?
Yeah, so Samir, it is also a function of what happens in. So we typically think that all the Robusta crop actually comes in from Vietnam, but there is a fairly large quantum of Robusta crop that comes in from Brazil too. So in the previous 2 years, 2 years back, the Robusta crop, which is called the condolines in Brazil, had failed miserably for the previous couple of years. That has actually bounced back, and from a level of 5-6 million bags which they were producing, they now gone up to about 12-13 million. So primarily the availability of Robusta has been improved on the back of a recovery from Brazil, as well as a steady crop from Vietnam. So that's the reason why typically you see the Robusta prices being slightly flattish.
Okay, and a turnaround going forward can only be contributed if demand increases disproportionately. Otherwise, you'll only expect a steady pickup in prices going forward.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I had the point that I made earlier. So I think unless there is a some kind of a weather event that takes place in one of these regions, you typically would see the prices being flat as far as the Robusta is concerned.
And Arabica, there is no such issue. I mean, Arabica, it's
Arabica, largest producer is again Brazil. So Brazilian crop seems to be, there were some concerns around the Brazilian crop in terms of quality this the beginning of this or end of the last quarter. And that's where, you saw the spike happening in terms of the prices. But typically, I think the understanding now is that the crop seems to be okay. And there is no real mismatch in terms of, the supply and demand. So I think, again, if there are no weather events around Brazil, Arabica prices also should kind of remain where they are right now.
Great, sir. Thank you. That's all from me, sir.
Thanks, Chirag. That's from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just want some color on your Vietnam operation. Since Vietnam. Vietnam is second largest coffee grower. So in terms of the raw material cost or transportation cost, any saving on that part? Or second thing on the manufacturing cost, if you compare with your Indian operation, how is the cost at the Vietnam lower side, higher side? And third on the level of skilled manpower availability at Vietnam. So if you want to ramp up our production further, is there enough skilled manpower available or no?
So there are definitely cost advantages of green coffee because green coffee, obviously, Vietnam is the largest producer of Robusta beans. So there is advantages in terms of procurement. And logistics also, since it's a locally available material, you know, we buy 50-60% of that locally. So there is some cost, there is definitely cost advantage compared to India. Secondly, on the overheads and other costs, yes, India, you know, Vietnam is advantageous. There are some cost advantages in the sense of some of the utility costs and overheads. And in terms of skilled manpower, they are quite available. I mean, there is absolutely, we are quite happy with the kind of, employability of people in Vietnam.
So on apple to apple, similar product mix, Vietnam will offer much better margin.
Yes.
And second thing, if you take about freeze-dried, multiple capacity come in last 1 year, like we commissioned, CCL also commissioned, and few other competitor also commissioned. I think it impacted some pricing pressure on the freeze-dried market. How is the current scenario?
Well, there is pricing pressure is still there. We can't deny that. But obviously, you see what is happening to, you know, from our side, what we are looking at as one is that we have got a state-of-the-art new plant in Vietnam. Vietnam is a country, you know, there are some trade, you know, tariff advantages exporting from Vietnam. And thirdly, you know, we have worked the best of the customers, you know, to whom we have been sort of engaged in relationships. And fourthly, we explained earlier that we have a pilot plant in Vietnam, which is quite unique. And we have been sort of, you know, kind of, you know, leveraging on that.
Sure. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riken Gopani from Infina Finance Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. I have a few questions with regards to 8 o'clock coffee. Firstly, if you could highlight or comment on the performance with the Keurig, how is it doing? If you could comment on that first, please.
Yeah, Keurig, we have the K-Cups have been doing well. We have been sort of ramping up sales as we move along. So it has been quite steady, and the performance has been good.
Any color on market share or anything that would help us better understand where are we headed over there?
No, market share will be in single digits.
More in terms of trend, how has it trended?
Has been improving. As I explained, in terms of volumes and the income levels, they have been improving.
Okay. You have highlighted in your comments with regards to the strong innovation pipeline. So what exactly do you mean by that, and what could this lead to?
For example, we have launched, Brazil breakfast, products we have launched.
Early
riser. So those are the kind of...
So also, I think, you've had the ability to actually utilize beans from various countries. So that we've been able to offer not just a standard Brazilian offering, but also from Ethiopia and other locations. And they've actually, launched very many, many new variants, some of which, Venkat just spoke about. There are a few more which Venkat can just...
Got it. And lastly, in terms of the sourcing costs for 8 o'clock and therefore any potential trajectory on margins, I understand there has been some inflationary trend on coffee. If you could just help us understand what could this mean for 8 o'clock?
Branded players carry, longer inventories in that sense. So 8 o'clock is well covered in that sense. So we are not finding any impact on account of the green coffee per se, because they are all well covered, so that obviously there will be a lag effect in terms of any impacts.
Okay, so what could be that lag? I mean, it's only...
So in terms of, you know, if the prices further go up, further, you know, Arabica prices shoot up, obviously, since they are covered well, beyond that coverage, whatever happens, only we have to look at. And that obviously is a market play as well.
Okay. Okay. So you would be covered currently till when?
No, that's a long cover, maybe, you know, several weeks. We don't want to give specific numbers, but most all these people are well covered for longer duration.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from Maybank. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I have a couple of follow-up questions. One is, what's the scenario on the paper business? I think that's important for your bottom line point of view. If you can give a color on that.
So pepper as such, the crop, as I explained, pepper, you know, in terms of vines and all that, we have been expanding over the years. So obviously over time, we expect the crop to increase there. And on prices also, this year we have had, you know, some improvement in the prices, which has been reflected. So so we have been investing behind the expansion of the pepper vines, which we expect will benefit us over time.
My second question is on what is your contribution to the or the Starbucks contribution to your business? I mean the Starbucks India supplies as well as global supplies account for what kind of volume and revenue from our point of view, and what's the growth over there?
See, the point is like this: the revenue numbers we have a roster in, you know, dedicated roster. As you know, we are the sole suppliers, you know, suppliers of Arabica beans to Tata Starbucks stores in India, and the roasting capacity in the range of around 350 tons, which is there, and we have almost sort of, you know, nearing saturation, and that's why we have expanded the roastery there. Recently, we have decided to expand, and it's almost the expansion is complete. So obviously, with the ramping up of stores, when Tata Starbucks has been, as you may have been reading, they have been expanding the stores, and they have been doing quite well in terms of footfall. So obviously, we stand to benefit out of that.
And can you give an idea what, though you may not give absolute numbers, but on a year-on-year basis, what kind of growth you are witnessing on the Starbucks as an account?
So Starbucks as account, we are witnessing around maybe 8 to 10% in terms of volumes. That's what we are saying from the coffee side of the business.
That Tata Starbucks or Starbucks as a whole?
No. See, I'll tell you. I am only talking of the Tata Starbucks stores in India. On the export side, you see, we did export India State Blend, etc., but that is not a, you know, steady kind of, you know, business, because as and when Starbucks requires, for example, Microlots, we put them in the Starbucks, you know, reserve roastery in Seattle and all that. So those are, you know, initiatives which we continue, but the volumes are not very large. So roastery in India is more on account of supply to Tata Starbucks stores in India.
So Tata Starbucks store, their revenue growth is much higher. I think they are in a more like 30-40% growth.
Talking of the Arabica beans, so we supply only the Arabica beans. No, we don't get the share of top line there. What they are selling for the cup, for the beverage and all, we don't get it here. No. So as far as we are concerned, we supply the Arabica beans on which we have been expanding, you know, in terms of volumes and pricing.
Okay, and as you said, you don't have major capex ahead, right?
No, we don't have major capex ahead. It's all steady capex, maintenance capex, except when, as I explained, you know, if you have to do a cost improvement project or those kinds of things, like we expanded saw that rose field which we spent on. So those kind of initiatives where there is, you know, fairly fair returns.
And if the Vietnam plant goes to 5,000 tons in 2021 or something,
yeah.
Do you have an ability to expand there, or is there any plan or thought?
Yes, we have ability to expand. We have land there, so that obviously once this plant stabilizes and we are able to, you know, maximize capacities, we will definitely, we hope to look at expanding.
Okay, thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Nair from Systematic Shares and Stocks. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So firstly, as you said, in the instant coffee business, you've seen some pressure on pricing. So can you share the current realizations of coffee, both in Vietnam and India?
See, we don't want to give, it's not correct to give exact numbers. Obviously, we have faced some pressure. See, we have to also understand, see, we have multiple, you know, our instant coffee is also into spray, agglo, and, you know, FDC. So the effect of all these pricing pressures, you know, are not uniform. That means certain, you know, some of these products, we have been able to maintain the pricing, and certain of the products like FDC, there has been a little bit of pricing pressures. But then these are all, you know, what I am saying, see, some of these contracts are also little long-term, maybe in here and all that, so we are able to kind of get benefit out of that. I won't be able in a position to give specific numbers, but there has been definitely the pricing pressure, but as I explained, it is not that uniform across spray, agglo, and FDC.
Understood. But on a blended basis for the 9 months, has there been a positive, has there been an increase or a decrease in realizations?
Well, I would say more or less flat, I would say.
Understood. And second is...
We may not gain in some. And secondly, you know, you have to understand also that if there are some longer term contracts, we stand to benefit out of that.
Understood, sir. And second thing is the margin differential. Given that I think in Vietnam we'll be producing only freeze-dried and India we do only, we don't do freeze-dried. So how much of a margin differential you think can there be once we reach optimum utilization levels in Vietnam?
See, first of all, we do freeze here also. We do around 2,000 tons of freeze in India as well. Okay. So the only thing is that Vietnam is much larger. So on specific numbers, you see, we will probably wait for another quarter or so before we sort of look at. But definitely, as in terms of pure numbers, the pure margin pressure, margin play, Vietnam should be better when we look at the capacity getting saturated, etc.
Understood, sir. And sir, final question. We did have a discussion on MEIS earlier. So what is the current benefit that we have been getting from the government there? Can you quantify that?
See, well, it will be in the range of, we are getting around 5% right now for instant coffee and 3% on green. So roughly it will translate around 10-15 crores roughly overall. 15 odd crores.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ekta Mehta from Karma Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First question was on EOC.
Ms. Ekta, can you please increase the volume of your phone?
Hello, is this better?
Yeah,
so first question is on EOC. We have said that there has been phasing out of advertisements. So are we planning a higher advertisement in the fourth quarter or there would be a reduction on the full year basis?
No, well, that's depending on market call, but see, that's something which they have to determine in terms of market call, both on advertisement and promotions. So maybe I would probably look at, you know, wait to see what happens. Because it depends on the market conditions.
So on a 9-month basis, we have seen an absolute reduction in our OPEX. So what percent, so if you could give some indication on what was the benefit because of lower advertisement and cost efficiency, if you could give some breakup numbers.
See, well, you know, it would not be right to give a specific number. Maybe in the range of 2-3 crores would be there. 2-3 million dollars would be there. Could be. You know, so I'm just saying the rough number. But somewhere around that could be.
2-3 million would be on account of lower advertisement.
That could be, yes.
Okay. And the rest of the benefits is sustainable, is it?
Yes.
And, okay, so is it that a lower advertisement is leading to the flat sales or you...
No, it's not like that because it all depends on what the market requires. So obviously that depends on, you know, how they study the market and what happens there. That's why we have referred to it as a phasing. So it will all depend on what kind of requirements in the market on based on that they sort of, you know, look at a decision.
Okay, but no plans of bunching up the entire advertisement budget in the fourth quarter?
No.
Okay.
That we don't expect, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And just a clarification, the sales from Vietnam this quarter would be somewhere around 45 crores.
Roughly, it's like, I think, somewhere around that number or slightly lower. It would be in the range of slightly lower, yeah.
Lower than 45 crores?
Yeah.
And margins would be somewhere in the range of 12-12.5% currently? in this quarter?
I would rather wait for the quarter to end. This quarter to end, let's see. I don't want a specific number, but it's quite healthy in that sense.
Right, but this is it close or it's not even close? And based on the calculation, I'm getting somewhere around 12-12.5%. So would that be a correct indication?
No, I don't. We don't want to comment on that. But the margins have been healthy. I don't want to give a specific number right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, we see that globally the e-commerce sales is booming. So in case of 8 o'clock, what is the share of e-commerce and at what rate it is growing? And how is the profitability between e-commerce and the traditional sales?
Well, e-commerce, we have been growing healthily. In the sense, you know, the growth has been good. I won't be able to give you specific numbers because the numbers are not very, very, very large at this point of time. But definitely, a lot of e-commerce initiatives have been there, and they have been consistently growing that.
So, sir, at what rate they must be growing? And what about the profitability as compared to traditional sales? I don't want the percentage, but just wanted to know whether the profitability is better in e-commerce.
As of now, it looks to be yes, but I won't be able to sort of give any specific numbers on that. But as I explained to you, it is not a large number, so we'll wait for them, you know, for a firm trends to emerge on that.
So do you think it can be a good amount in next 1 or 2 years?
Yes. We are also hoping that there is a lot of potential there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you very much, and we will be back for the fourth quarter call. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.